Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Want another cup of coffee, dear?
No, dear. I have to be a regular guy and have one with the fellows down at the office, or they'll think I'm a company spy.
Not because you don't like my coffee.
No. Could have been a little stronger, though. Say, dear. Beaver gave me a book of raffle tickets to sell for him down at the office. How about getting me off to a flying start by buying the first one?
Beaver gave me a book to sell around here. How about getting me off to a flying start?
Oh, well, I guess I can get rid of one book for him. This raffle's for the new hospital. How come Beaver's so interested?
He gets a free ticket every time he sells a book of 10. And he sold 3 books already.
Well, I guess Fred Rutherford will buy a couple if I ply him with enough coffee and sweet talk.
You save your sweet talk for me.
Oh. You're prettier, Fred.
Hey, Mom, you want to buy a raffle ticket?
I see Beaver enlisted you in the cause, too.
Yeah, I'm supposed to sell them around school.
At $1 apiece? Are there many boys can afford them?
Afford them? Most of the seniors are driving better cars than their fathers are.
Well, isn't that nice?
Hey, Mom, would it be okay if I quit high school?
Well, of course not. You just started your junior year and you're doing just fine.
Well, yeah, but I saw this ad in a magazine. They got a course where you study at home for 6 weeks, then they send you your high school diploma by mail.
Don't be silly.
Well, yeah, but look at all the time I could save. If I got my diploma in 6 weeks, I'd have practically 2 whole years left just to goof around in.
And if you did that, you'd never get to college and be an engineer.
Yeah, I knew there was a catch to it somewhere. So long, Mom.
Hey, Mom! Did you sell any tickets yet? Well, no, not yet. It's too early. No one's been around.
Well, when the milkman and the breadman come around, make sure you tell them the prizes. 1 all-expense trip to Hawaii for 2. 1 ranch mink coat. 1 sports car. 3 color television sets. 50 radios and 100 ballpoint pens.
Well, all right, I'll tell them. But I can't quite see our milkman in a mink coat.
Gee, Mom, if he won that, he could probably trade it in for a couple dozen radios. Oh, and Mom, I won the trip to Hawaii. Would you and Debbie sue if I took Wally on account there's only 1 of him and there's 2 of you?
Well, honey, I think we can wait and decide that when you win the trip.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter.
Well, then how come you're just sitting here listening to music?
I happen to like it. I remember seeing this opera in New York.
You mean you went to the opera in New York?
Certainly I did. I went to the opera and to plays. I even saw a fight in Madison Square Garden.
Holy mackerel.
Why'd you say that?
Well, gee, a guy never thinks of his mother as having a good time.
Wally, I wasn't born a mother. You're home before your brother.
Yeah, I saw him over on Grand Avenue. He was stopping people in the street selling them raffle tickets.
Well, that was enterprising.
What do you mean, enterprising? He's just too dumb to know that he's making a fool of himself. I sold a book of tickets for Beaver at school. I'll go put the money in his drawer. Hey, Mom. When you went to that fight at Madison Square Garden, did you stand up and scream and holler like everybody else?
Of course I did.
Holy mackerel.
And if you take two out of that book, Gus, I get another one free.
Well, let's see what this deal is here. One all-expense trip to Hawaii. Hawaii. I think I might be young enough to make the trip, but I might be just a little too old to enjoy it.
Gee, Gus, what does that mean?
Oh, nothing, Beaver. Now, let's see. One ranch mink coat. Couldn't use that. I still got my old sheepskin jacket. Yeah, now here's one. Sports car.
Well, it's real neat. I saw a picture of it, and it's got a red body with a top that goes up and down.
Hey, that kind of appeals to me. I'd get me one of them checkered caps and one of them English pipes, and there wouldn't nothing hold me down.
You mean you buy a ticket?
I'll take two, Beaver.
Gee, that's neat, Gus. A guy down the street told me to get lost.
Beaver, you gotta expect those things. Man might not have been feeling too good. Lots of times in life, it ain't so much rudeness as it is a sour stomach.
What is it, Sonny?
Well, I'm not lost, or I didn't steal or break anything. I want to talk to you.
What do you want to talk to me about?
I want to know if you'd like to buy a raffle ticket to build a new hospital.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they cost a dollar, and I got a card in my pocket that says I'm not a jipper or anything.
Well, I guess I could take one.
Is that the pencil you used to write tickets with?
Yeah. Here goes.
Gee, thanks, mister. And I hope I didn't interrupt you being mean to people.
Beaver's book of tickets down at the office today?
Sure did. I already gave him the money.
I sold four of them around here. The hairdresser said she'd take the rest of the book tomorrow.
Oh, fine. Drawing's on Monday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Beaver has 10 tickets of his own already. He's just sure he's going to win.
Well, Fred Rutherford bought 5 tickets, and he's sure he's going to win, too. I guess childish minds all run in the same pattern. Here, I'll take this.
Oh, hello, Eddie. Come on in.
Good evening, Mrs. Cleaver.
My, you look nice.
Thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. Wally and I are escorting 2 young ladies to the movies this evening.
Oh, who are you taking?
Wally hasn't told me yet.
Well, why don't you go on up? I think he's in his room.
Thank you.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Good evening, sir.
What does he want?
He and Wally have dates.
Who would?
Wally hasn't told him yet.
Oh.
Hey, Wally.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hey, a squirt. What'd you do, rob a bank?
No, this is my raffle money.
Yeah, Eddie. Hey, you want to buy a ticket?
Are you kidding? What are you paying on these things for?
On account of every time he sells a book of 10, he gets one free. He's got 10 tickets already.
And I'm going to win something. Maybe a trip to Hawaii for 2.
Look, they have these things rigged so a kid can't win. You wait and see. They'll have some pretty nurse from the hospital win so they can stick her picture in the paper and get a lot of free publicity.
Ah, cut it out, Eddie. Beaver's got just as much chance to win as anybody.
All right. So say he wins first prize. What happens? Your pop will take it away from you.
What do you mean?
Look, you don't think they're going to let you skip school and go sailing off to Hawaii, do you? Believe me, if anybody's going to be saying a law in this deal, it'll be your old man.
Look, Eddie, if Beaver wins a prize, my pop wouldn't take it away from him.
Okay. But you'd think differently if you'd been pushed around as much as I have. Hey, who are we going to take to the movies anyway?
I'm taking Mary Ellen Rogers, and I got Belinda McGowan for you.
Belinda McGowan? Oh, come on, Charlie.
Look, Eddie, don't complain. It took me an hour to talk her into going with you.
All right.
See you, Beav.
So long, Wally.
So long, chump.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Beaver.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm rewiring this lamp. The old cord's worn out.
Did it make a short circus?
Well, not yet, but it was about to make a short circus.
Hey, Dad, can I ask you something that isn't important?
Uh-huh.
Well, if I was in South America, and I was walking along, and I found a diamond mine, would you take it away from me?
Of course not.
You know, Dad, you're pushing a lot more wire than is coming out.
Yes, I know, dear. Must be stuck.
Why don't you pull it from the other side?
Because, son, in order to pull it from the other side, I have to get hold of it first.
There's always something, isn't there, Dad? You sure you wouldn't take it away from me?
Take what away from you?
Diamond mine I found in South America.
Look, Beaver, I told you you could keep it, and I meant it. Now, run along, son. Find something to do, huh?
Yes, sir. Dad?
What?
Why don't you take a pencil and push it through?
Thank you very much, Beaver, but never mind, son.
Call the drugstore. Where's the pencils here?
Stuck in the lamp.
What'd you put in the lamp for?
Because your son came in here and told me to.
Ward! Ward!
Well, what's the matter, dear?
Ward, they called 10 minutes ago. They called! Oh,
wait a minute. Who called?
People from the hospital. Beaver won.
A trip to Hawaii?
No, he got the third prize, a $3,500 sports car.
Really?
Really?
Well, for Christ's sakes. Well, have you told him yet?
No, he isn't home from school yet.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Maybe I ought to get the car and go look for him.
Oh, honey, I'm so excited.
Well, I...
We're in here, Beaver.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
How come you're smiling all over the place?
Because, Beaver, you won third prize in the raffle.
I won?
Yes, a sports car.
I won! I won!
Isn't that great?
Yeah! Even if I die right now, I'd still be happy.
We're doing 150 miles an hour.
Yeah. Watch this in your skirt. You don't want to spin out.
Corners, up the corners.
She forget.
Oh, Beaver. Pull her into the pits. We gotta refuel.
Boy, that was neat, Beav. Now let me drive. Isn't this neat?
Yeah. Think how much neat it's going to be when I get my sports car tomorrow.
Watch out, Eddie. We're going to burn rubber.
Ah, cut it out. Why don't you grow up?
What? And be like you, Eddie?
Listen, wise guy. You want to go home with your teeth in your pocket?
Ah, come on, Eddie. Leave him alone. Anyway, he's liable to hit you in the mouth.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, did you hear about me winning a sports car?
Yeah, I heard about it. Your parents take it away from me yet?
I haven't got it yet. He's going to get it tomorrow, and they're going to take pictures of Beaver in the car and everything.
Sure. And then they'll take it away from him.
They will not. My dad said he wouldn't even take $1 million diamond mine away from me.
Listen, Squirt. Parents can do anything they want. And they got laws to have you put away if you squawk. You better just keep driving this box, kid. Because that's all you're going to get.
Come on, Eddie. We'll pay attention to him, Beav.
Sure, Wally. Beaver, your dad wouldn't really take it away from you, would he?
Of course not. He said he was happy for me and everything.
Yeah. Well, let's get back in the race, huh?
Dear, honey, you better go up and talk to the Beaver. He's so excited, he can't even think about going to sleep.
All right. I was going to have to go up and talk to him anyway.
About the car?
Yeah, he obviously can't keep it.
Oh, my suppose not.
After all, what possible use can a kid in the fifth grade have for a $3,500 sports car?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Wally about cars the other day, and he says that some of the boys in high school have better cars than their fathers.
Well, I'm afraid we're just not that kind of a family.
I know, dear. How are you going to tell Beaver?
Well, I'm just going to tell him that it's completely impractical for him to keep the car. I'll tell him that I'll sell it and put the money in the bank account, and it'll be there waiting for him when he's ready to go to college.
Ward, couldn't we call a hospital fund and have them tell Beaver that it was a mistake and that he won the cash instead? No, I suppose we couldn't. Good luck, honey.
Hey, Wally, you want to look at a picture of my sports car?
Yeah, you already made me look at it a million times.
I don't want to let you look at it a million and one time.
Okay, I'll take a look at it.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, Dad. I'm almost in bed.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Well, that's fine, Beef. But I want to talk to you about something.
Yes, sir?
Son, you know your mother and I love you very much, don't you?
Sure, Dad.
And you know, anything we do is always for your own good, huh?
Gee, well, I guess Eddie was right.
Yeah, gee, Dad. Eddie was telling the Beaver that you're going to take the car away from him.
He was?
Yeah. He said you'd have me put away if I squawked.
Well, now look, Beaver. Let's leave Eddie out of this for a minute and just look at this thing logically. Now, what on earth would a boy your age do with a $3,500 sports car?
Gee, Dad, lots of things.
You couldn't drive it.
Yeah, Dad, I know. But I could put it in the garage and sit in it when I came home from school. Can I have it, Dad? It's the biggest thing I ever won.
No, Beaver, I'm afraid not.
Gee, Dad, he can't drive it, but you could drive him around in it. Heck, he might even let you use it sometimes.
Look, fellows, the only practical thing to do is for me to sell the car and put the money in the bank for Beaver's college education. What are you crying about, Beaver?
Gee, Dad, I don't know. What if it turned out to be a dumb kid and couldn't go to college? I'd be stuck with all that creepy money.
Look, son, when you think about this, you'll know I'm right. I tell you what, we won't put all the money in the bank. We'll keep some of it and buy you a brand new bicycle.
No, sir, I don't want a brand new bicycle.
Well, Beaver, you've been asking for one for a long time.
No, sir, if you're going to be mean to me, I'm not going to spoil it for you.
All right, Beaver, then I'll just have to do what I think's best. I'm sorry you feel this way.
How'd you make out?
Miserably. But he just can't see why I shouldn't keep the car.
Beaver, I don't think he gave Dad much of a break.
Some break he gave me, taking away my sports car.
Now, look, Beaver, it's just you and me here now. You know you're too young to drive that car. You know you can't let it sit in the garage and rot until you're 18. But Dad's just doing all this for your own good.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, and how come you're making such a big fuss and crying and everything?
Just because it's for my own good doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Oh, where's the Beaver?
Oh, he came down and ate early. Said he wanted to eat by himself.
Well, don't tell me my son's avoiding me.
Sure is, Dad. Last night he said he wasn't going to talk to you until he was dying. This morning he wasn't even sure about that.
Well, Ward, we can't let him act like that. You go on up there and talk to him.
What? Go up and tell him he has to talk to me? No, sir. I think he's being very foolish, but if he's not going to speak to me, I'm just going to ignore it.
Gee, Dad, if you guys aren't speaking to each other, who's going to yell at the Beaver for not taking a bath and having dirty feet and stuff? Heck, you can't just hit him without saying anything.
Wally, I think your father and I can handle this by ourselves.
Okay, Mom.
What I think...
Hi, Mom. I'm going to school now.
Well, goodbye, Beaver.
Yeah, take it easy, Beef.
Sure, Wally.
Oh, and Mom, would you please give this note to my father for me? Thank you.
Well, this is getting silly. Now he's writing me notes.
What is it?
For sale. A red sport car with an up-and-down top, which is brand new. The car was won in a contest by Theodore Cleaver, who is too young, so is going to college instead of having fun. So call Whitney 2738 and ask for my father, who is selling it for my own good. Well, I don't know quite how to take this.
Well, gee, Dad, he's not trying to be a wise guy or anything. He wanted to tell you he was sorry, but he just couldn't. I think this is kind of his way of showing it.
Are you going to fix it up and put it in the paper?
No, sir. I'm going to put this in the paper just the way it is.
Hi, dear.
Oh, hi.
How'd you make out with the car?
Fine. Sold it. Put the money in Beaver's bank account.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hey, you know, I must have had 40 calls today. I think that boy may have a career ahead of him in the advertising business. How is he?
Back to normal. He came home happy, wanted a glass of milk, and he wants to know if you'll help him with his arithmetic tonight after supper.
Oh. Well, you want to know something? I'm really looking forward to inverting fractions with him this evening.
You know, I've been thinking, Ward. Every contest or raffle that comes along, Beaver always enters in it. Guess this one's cured him for good.
Hey, Beaver, if you want, I'll help you invert those fractions and junk.
No, I'm saving that to start talking to Dad on.
Hey, you're not doing your homework.
No, I'm entering this contest in this magazine.
So you want to go and win something they have to take away from you again?
Why, the way I figure it, sooner or later I've got to win something they'll let me keep.
Is a 10-day cruise too much time to spend in the middle of an ocean with people you don't even know? Well, then why not try TV Land's convenient one-hour cruise? Stay tuned for The Love Boat, coming up next.